Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, look at me. Look at me on time today. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9, on the Odyssey app. It's free. Take us anywhere you go. Listen all over America. It's that easy, okay? And then you get the podcast there, just in case you missed something from the show, which, if you do, go back and listen to it. It's the Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, the Odyssey app. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm just a little tired.
What's the matter?
Taking care of the pup.
Oh, okay. Oh,
waking
yeah.
Waking up early.
Your dog
had
that surgery.
Yep. So
has
I got
a bit of pain
him,
in the butt.
Yeah, I got to keep him on a leash constantly, and then I got to exercises like 2 to 3 times a day.
Yeah, that's
ice
me.
Ice it, warm it.
That's me at my house with my wife. I keep her on a leash. And then I take her for a walk twice a day.
Just to let her get out of the house? Oh, my God.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
I'm up to nonsense.
What's
right
happening?
Now. I'm just up to nonsense.
That's
already.
Okay. I look like an albino farmer.
Why do you look like an albino farmer? Let me look at you. Okay, hang on a second. Move your hat back a little bit so I can... Oh, my. Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I'll just tell you. So I woke up really late because I was sleeping so good. It was I was just so happy about sleeping. And then I woke up and I heard the birds chirping. When the birds are chirping, that means you're really late.
Yeah.
Right? Like, really late.
Yeah, chirping
and so,
birds.
So I threw on all my clothes and everything, and then I realized I didn't put any mascara on my eyeballs, and so I have blonde eyelashes. So... I look like an albino farmer. That's the end of my story.
I can see it.
I can really see it. I really have blonde eyelashes.
Never,
I have to get them dyed black.
I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah. Blank, 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 blank. What do you need sewed as far as seeds?
That's great. Yeah. Man, so all crap came to my house yesterday. All crap.
A-W-W
crap.
.com.
It went great.
Yesterday
Cody
was Turd Tuesday. What?
Cody came over.
Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cody, I guess he either runs the place or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. He's head poop dude.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think so over there.
Jamie,
incredible.
Really?
Oh, I feel so relieved this morning.
Nice. I'm all
not,
poop.
I'm not the menace of the neighborhood anymore.
Well,
and I found out that two of my neighbors use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
weekly.
Yeah.
Have for the last 3 and 4 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
See?
I'm like, what the hell? Why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, they can open their windows. You couldn't this whole time. Wow. Well, I think you should use them on a regular basis.
I'm even writing down the equipment he used so that I can buy it and use it on my own.
Why don't you just, like, pay for him to do it so it gets done?
That's what my wife said.
Yeah.
She said, why don't you just hire Cody?
Some
why don't you hire the kid?
It. Some
okay.
Things are
Have
worth
the
it.
Guy come over and do his thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, I'd rather put $50 on the nuggets.
I'd rather you be able to open up your windows.
Yeah, it's probably a good move.
And you have a little kid that probably wants to play outside.
Yeah, he's not been able to use the yard for, years.
Yeah.
He's got this Raptor, you know, the little electric.
Yeah.
He can't even ride it.
Oh. He has to ride through poop.
Yeah. We have to keep it on the patio. But now things are different at my
nice.
House, man. Absolutely different. All right. It's a Wednesday. Is this supposed to rain today?
Crap. Huh? Is it all crap or all poop?
All crap.
Okay.
Yeah. All crap.
I was saying poop. Well.
Yeah. Is it supposed to rain today? What'd your Alexa say? I know you ask her every day.
Right. She just said cloudy skies and a possibility of some random thunderstorms. But by the way, that's what we had last night.
Yeah. Completely
just random.
Random
thunderstorms.
We had nothing.
Really?
Mm-mm.
And then I got a notice that it says Genesee's heavy snow.
No kidding.
Yeah, right up there. Yeah, it was crazy.
Right up there, it said heavy snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going there. I'm staying out here then, if that's the case. It rained a little bit. We went to baseball practice yesterday, and it rained a little bit there. No thunderstorm, just a little bit of drizzle, but that was it. That's all we got.
Yep. It's spring in Colorado.
All right, what else? Anything else going on? Let's see. Spadil's going out of town.
Oh, okay. I'll get to that in a minute.
He's going to paintball.
But what happened with the Nuggets?
They won.
Okay, they killed them.
Jamal Murray went off.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had a great game.
He went off.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
I went to bed, but he went off.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, they won 130 to like 115.
Oh, wow.
I watched it all the way up until the score was 4-0.
Wow.
Which took like 2 seconds.
Then I went to bed. I figured we had it at that point.
Yeah. That's right at like 8:02.
We had it in hand at that point. Yeah. We were up 4-0 on him. And I'm like, oh, we got this. I'm going to bed.
What was the score after that?
It ended up being 131-115.
Oh, yeah.
I went to bed at 4-0, Spadil. Just let you know that. I knew we had it.
Yeah. Jamal went off.
All right, we'll take a break. Okay. I can tell it's going to be one of those days. I feel giddy today.
When is he leaving?
Today. At 5.
Today at 5.
My flight's at 5.
Bye.
Today at 5. See ya, buddy.
See ya.
What is this one called? The World Cup again?
No, this is just at the Atlantic City Open.
Which parking lot are you playing in?
The Bader Airfield parking lot.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah. They play in parking lots.
Yeah, you had to be there.
This time it's an abandoned airfield.
Yeah. When are you going to give this up?
Probably when I'm like 40.
Not paintball, but the travel part. That's so expensive, man.
Yeah, probably when I'm like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on fire. Oh, you are on fire today, girl. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Wednesday. The week is almost over, man, already. 43 degrees right now. Going to be kind of cloudy today. Somewhere in the mid to upper 60s for a high, so not too bad. But warm-up. Warm-up coming for the weekend. Have you heard this John Elway story?
No.
Where he's driving a golf cart out at Stagecoach. You know, Stagecoach is the week after Coachella.
Yeah.
In the same venue, right? He's driving a golf cart on Saturday. One of his best friends is on back, falls off. Hits his head. He's on life support.
Oh, I didn't know John. I knew about his ex manager, but I didn't know John was driving the golf cart.
John was driving.
Yep.
Wow.
John was driving.
I knew they were best friends, and wasn't he his
agent?
Yeah. His name is Jeff Spurbeck. Never heard of the guy, but it's his agent. But this thing happened on Saturday. It took a long time to get the news out.
No, I knew about the agent for a while.
Did?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but I didn't. They never said John Elway was driving.
Yeah. That was just released.
Wow.
Well, they've confirmed the fact that John Elway was driving this golf cart, but they're saying there's no foul play at all, that it was just an accident. Here's the story.
John Elway and Jeff Spurbeck were longtime friends and business partners dating back to the 1990s. Most recently, the two opened a winery together in Napa Valley. And sadly, tonight, Spurbeck is on life support. And doctors told family, quotes, there's no hope that he will recover. The incident happened on Saturday evening in La Quinta, California. That's roughly about 20 minutes from Palm Springs. Elway and Spurbeck were golfing here at the Madison Club when Spurbeck fell off of the back of the moving golf cart, rolled over, and then hit his head on the concrete. This is all according to TMZ. Elway called 911 after the accident, and when paramedics arrived on scene, Spurbeck was reportedly unconscious but still breathing. TMZ says Spurbeck suffered a traumatic brain injury, with doctors telling family members the 61-year-old will not survive.
Terrible story.
Yeah, I knew they were keeping him alive to harvest his
his organs.
Sorry.
So it was on a golf course. It wasn't at Stagecoach. I heard it was a Stagecoach.
So the story that I read, that it was, they were coming home from an after party from Stagecoach. and they were on the golf course when it happened.
Either way, just a horrible, horrible story. No, I didn't even know this even happened.
I didn't know that John was driving till this morning until you just told me.
I look at news all the time. I never even saw this story over the weekend, but I thought, wow, what took so long for this to come out? But yeah, now TMZ has confirmed that John Elway was driving the golf cart that this guy fell off of. They don't know if he was riding the back of it, fell out of the side of it. They don't really know. But just a terrible story.
Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right, well, happy day.
Yeah, well, it's a big story.
No, I know.
I think. Is it a big story? Yeah, well, I think it is.
Well, now that we know that John is driving it, it gets even crazier, right? Yeah. Yeah. More tragic.
So he was his agent? Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, wow. Yep. All right. All right, Nuggets win last night. If you want good news, Nuggets win. They blew out the Clippers. They're up 3-2 now. If they go back and win tomorrow night in Los Angeles, they win the series.
That poor coach.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for him.
Do you think he's rooting for him?
No, Michael Malone.
Michael Malone was fired. He was the head coach of the Nuggets. He was fired right before the playoffs. Said they just weren't performing. And now they're in the playoffs, and it looks like they're a game away from taking this series.
Weren't they already going to, when he was there, they were going to go to the playoffs anyway, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were headed to the playoffs.
He got them there.
He won a world championship for them.
Yeah, and this year he got them to the playoffs, right?
But what we understand is the players didn't like him.
I guess.
That he was too hard on him or something. And you know these millionaires, they got, you got to take it easy on these guys, you know.
Well, and they're proving they don't need him.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the sad part.
I know, it's awful.
I wonder if he's sitting there last night watching this game,
he's
hoping
drunk.
That they just, yeah, drunk.
He's got whiskey and he's just crying to his wife and he's just drinking whiskey. And I mean, it's like a horrible Netflix documentary.
He's trying to pay off the refs, like, give them all the fouls.
It's so sad.
He's yelling at the screen, break a leg.
So sad.
Because I guess the Joker was one of his biggest nemesis when it came to the locker room.
We don't know that for a fact, but we did agree that, look, if the Joker said he can't go, if don't fire him, he could have stopped it. Right? It's the Joker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He could have put his foot down and said, he goes, I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and then they would have kept him, right?
Right, but nobody didn't do that.
So it's got to be on him.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Well, they're a game away from getting that series done, and it looks like the Avs, let's see, they play tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night here at Ball Arena.
And if they lose, they're out of it.
Yep.
Did the Blues win?
They play tonight.
Oh, okay. Because my friend and I, he's in St. Louis. And I'm here, so I'm acting like I know what's going on with the hockey thing. We text each other every morning.
All right, BJ and Jamie, your number one sports station.
No kidding.
Right here. We have all the updates for you. We know what we're doing, right? All right, Tabloid Trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Remind me to read some of the girl texts from last night. I'm just cracking up at how random they are because I'm just now seeing some of them. And last night on The Valley, I watched the show on The Valley called The Valley on Bravo. And the guys on that show, there's 20 of them on a group chat.
Oh.
On The Valley.
On the show?
Yeah, on the show.
What's the show about?
It's not a documentary. It's on Bravo. It's a reality show about couples.
Oh, okay.
It's called The Valley. They all live in The Valley. They can't afford to live in the hills, in Beverly Hills or anywhere good.
I haven't heard of this.
They have to live in The Valley.
Now, I'm not a Bravo expert by any means, but
there's a
heard
mole
the
in the group text.
A what?
A mole.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I hate a mole. I've always suspected Schmidl of being a mole.
He is.
Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we have to be careful around him. He'll rat us out in a heartbeat.
We actually say that. When he comes in, everybody's like, don't mention this in front of him. He'll jump.
Do you know that, Schmidl? Do we think you're the mole?
The mole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mole.
Yeah.
I was listening to this Jeremy Renner interview. I'm sorry. I didn't hear anything you guys said.
Well, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
that's don't worry about it. It's okay. All good. It's all good. It's all good.
Anyway, remind me, there's a green bean diet going on over here. Anyway, we'll get to it in a minute. Let's see. First, though, in the meantime, let's talk about this. Oh, my God. Is Bill Belichick engaged? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, where are you getting that rumor?
Right here on this piece of paper. It says former NFL coach Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is sparking engagement rumors since being seen with a gigantic sparkly ring on that finger.
Oh. No kidding. Wow. And yeah. Yesterday, the story was an intervention to try to get him away from this hooker.
And it's on page 6. She has a big old, she has a nugget on there.
Yep.
I see the picture
Might
now.
Be the case then. Who knows?
24-year-old Hudson was seen in New York City with a diamond ring glistening on her engagement finger. Hudson attended American Museum of Natural History luncheon. That must have been fun. And the photo showed her clasping her hands and like making kind of sure that people saw it, you know?
Yeah.
It was, she had her elbows on the table, which you're not supposed to, but she did. And like, look at my ring.
Yeah, showing it off, isn't she? Yeah.
Wow.
TMZ went off on her yesterday. Oh my God. I didn't know some of this stuff. So apparently she required that UNC add her to all the emails. So she's on every single email that, that Bill gets.
What?
I'm reading that UNC, North Carolina, is getting very wiggy about this. Yeah. That they're not happy with the way it's portraying their university and the sports, you know, department there at UNC. And I could certainly see where this is a little bit of a black eye for them.
Can you imagine that Lisa demands that Mike put her on every email he sends out?
Well, she did. She's on.
Yeah,
but I mean, let's not go there though. That's not worth talking about.
Same thing with Bree. Like any of them. I mean, that would be so nuts.
Yeah, and when you go back to this event that she was at, where she was showing off that ring, the American Museum luncheon. I'll bet you no call girls ever been there.
I bet you're right.
I'll bet you it's the first time for this luncheon you've had a hooker there.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's the other thing they're saying. Why, if they met on an airplane, because that's what she's alleging now, is that they met on an airplane. Then Harvey Levin was like, "Well, then why didn't she answer that question? Let him answer that question."
Yeah, it'd be a great story.
Yeah.
So she said that? She said they met on an airplane? I didn't see that.
Yeah, and that he signed a book for her.
On an airplane?
On an airplane, yeah.
Huh.
So she's putting that out there, but...
That's a good story.
It doesn't make any sense, because why wouldn't she just let him answer?
No, I agree with you. I don't buy it for any amount, but it does make a good story.
The other weird part is CBS had a part 2 that they were going to do with Bill Belichick, which is kind of a big deal because I guess he doesn't do a lot of media interviews. CBS canceled it.
They did.
Because they said she was too much of a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And she was regulating the whole conversation. Yeah. And she threw a fit and delayed production and all this stuff. And so they said we canceled.
Yeah, they didn't get the real Bill.
You know, and the thing is, we've talked about this whole Bill Belichick and her being 50 years younger than him and blah, blah, blah for weeks, maybe months. Okay. But yesterday or day before yesterday, when this CBS thing came out, it blew up, man. It did not. It doesn't look good at all for him.
No. And then they put together a montage of the times that she's been on the field. And it's ridiculous, you guys. So, like, even security kind of tells her to stay away from Bill. But she's like, no, I have this pass for him. I got to give him this pass. And she goes around security and gives it to him. And then she, like, flips her hair. And then she's like, I want to talk to him again. And she walks up to him on the field.
She owns him.
Oh, my God. She owns him. It's so embarrassing, right?
It's wild.
It's so awful. But anyway, hopefully they are not engaged.
I'm telling you, man, when it comes down to their season, that's North Carolina's football team, if they suck, he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to put up with this. No. They're going to have a big winning season for them to continue with this guy.
That's crazy. Okay, let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Have we found out any follow-up from Travis Kelce unfollowing Blake?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Went dark yesterday.
Oh, he did?
No, I'm just saying the whole story did.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it just fell apart.
This is interesting to me, and you know, whatever. It's just really odd. I didn't know now that you can't sing the Star Spangled Banner. Excuse me. Apparently, Beyonce shucks is the headline, with a tone-deaf version of the Star Spangled Banner. Now, here's what they're saying. They're saying that if Donald Trump's presidency, with some supporting, while others were offended to see a display of patriotism during Donald Trump's presidency. Says, bad choice given that Trump and Elon are doing what they're doing to the world. Everyone hates America at the moment. You shouldn't be singing this song. It says, another person says, all this during Trump's administration? So weird and tone deaf. Here's another one. No shade, but with everything going on in our country right now, this feels like the last song anyone should be singing.
So they basically took the Star Spangled Banner and they've made it political in that if you are on one side, you're not supposed to even
listen to it
or sing it or anything. So she's catching heat because her fans are anti-Trump, right? So they're all upset.
I wouldn't even think about this song being about Trump. I would think it would be in the United States of America.
Even people do that with flags, with the U.S. flag. If you've got that flying from your house, it's just assumed that you're a Trump supporter.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a flag?
Yeah.
What is going on?
U.S. flag.
You're kidding.
It's just ridiculous. But again, it's back to everything you do is made political.
Obviously.
You know? And Beyonce, she got up there and did the Star Spangled Banner. She had on that red, white, and blue dress and pulled it off, I guess, perfectly.
People, you are getting crazy if you say that people can't sing that. You literally are getting crazy. I mean, that's sad to me that you're calling this political. I wouldn't even, on the Bible, I wouldn't even put that song with him at all. I don't even think about that.
Right.
Now,
if you're doing that Lee Greenwood song, okay. All right, we get it. But not the Star Spangled Banner.
I mean, that one's been with us for quite a while.
Yes, ever since that guy was out on that boat, dodging bullets.
Oh, my God. Whatever. But here's the other thing. Her little girl, I think she's 7 years old, she stole the show. She was so excited to be on stage. She's 7 years old. She's a twin. And she was just waving and so happy and just like, hi! Woo! Because she's never brought her out on stage and she was flipping out. It was so adorable. And they asked why her little brother, her twin, didn't come out there. But they say that he's like, he's really shy and gets like freaked out with crowds.
I didn't know she was a twin.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Because remember they said that she hit it, they thought, and all that stuff. And she wasn't really pregnant with twin. I don't know. That was a whole thing too. Anyway, but they said that he's like terrified to be out.
Yeah. They're saying the place was like a third empty.
Were they?
Thousands of empty seats inside the place. They're really concerned about this tour.
Yeah, they're calling it the disaster tour.
Yeah, I mean, tickets are like $20.
But Oprah was there. Oh, my gosh. Oprah looks great. She was there with Gail, of course, Tyler Perry and a bunch of people, and they were dancing. And Oprah looked fantastic. She was having the time of her life. I think she was a little lit, to be honest. You're going to a concert with Beyonce, and there's Tyler Perry and Gail and a bunch of people. Where is Stedman? Why wouldn't you bring Stedman to this concert?
They buried him in the backyard.
Poor guy.
We haven't seen him in years.
We haven't.
No, Stedman's gone.
He's dead.
He's in the backyard. Oprah buried him there.
He's just
her and Gail.
Not
they
even
shovel
around.
The hole.
It's so weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's what I think.
Maybe you're right.
I watch a lot of crime shows, Jamie.
I know, but I mean,
they poisoned him with the antifreeze.
It was crazy. But she looked, Oprah looked on point. She looked absolutely fantastic. They interviewed Deion Sanders. They caught him at the airport and they said, hey, so what do you think about Shador going to Cleveland Browns? And he said, God is good. And they said, are you happy with the pick that he got? And he said, God is good. And then they said, do you feel like the NFL was against you? And he said, God is good.
And then he got into
his car. Yeah.
That's a good interview.
That's all he said.
I'm pulling for Shador.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
I, you know what? He's a kid. He's just a kid. And let him make it in the NFL. I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, it was a great interview. That is good. And then finally, Jack Black's Minecraft movie jam, Steve's Lava Chicken, has become the shortest song. Listen to this. This is crazy. The shortest song ever to enter the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's only 34 seconds, and it debuted at number 78.
Here it is in its entirety.
La, 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 lava.
Honest with you?
Yeah.
I wish every song we played on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show was 34 seconds long. I think music gets in the way, folks. I want to talk more. I want Jamie to talk more. I want the show to be live. I want every song at 30 seconds
like
from
it.
Now on.
I like it.
See, you can get a lot done in 30 seconds. It's perfect.
perfect.
It's so great. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Looky here. People agree with me.
About what? About
the music's
what?
Too long. Every song should be 30 seconds, just like Jack Black.
Yep, right.
I agree with that. I agree. We get more done around here, right?
Man, if I was an artist and I heard that the chicken, Lava Chicken song made it on the Billboard Top 100 at 34 seconds, I would be like, are you kidding me?
JB, I've never said it here, but every day I go pick up Frog. He's 7 at his school, and we listen to Lava Chicken all the way.
God. Oh,
that thing is looped for a 20-minute drive.
I bet it is.
Oh. First, it was the shark song. Then it was this, and then now it's Lava Chicken.
You're going to miss those days. You're going to miss
no,
them.
No, you're right.
Oh, my God. My kid just told me he might stay in California for the summer. Like, what?
And you're pulled on that because it's good for him with what's being offered to him.
Right.
But at the same time, you're a little bit, you know, you're a little,
I did
you
not
know, you want him home.
I didn't give him any guilt. I was just like, that is amazing. You know, I didn't give him any guilt.
Yeah, but you want to be a little selfish about it.
And I said, well, that's good because I'll just move out to California for the summer. That's what I said.
Be living right down the street.
Yep.
Jamie will be live from San Francisco from now on.
Exactly. Oh, God.
All right, when we come back, I'm worried about this volcano. Can I play you the audio?
Costa Rica?
No, the one in Alaska.
Oh.
They're saying it could affect us.
I thought there was one in Costa Rica.
I don't know about that one. Now I'm really worried.
Wow.
I got to look into that. What? Hey, Spindell! Costa Rica, man, look it up.
Wow.
There's a volcano in Alaska. They're saying that sucker could blow at any moment. I mean, like right now. Well, it could blow.
And also it, I was getting ready to read that.
I don't know about the Costa Rica one.
Yeah, it says there's a red alert in Costa Rica, highest level for the volcano at the national park in Costa Rica. This was issued on April 23rd.
I don't think the one in Costa Rica would affect us. The one in Alaska, they say would.
Really?
Yeah, they would get the ash.
Oh, you ash.
Yeah, kiss my ash.
I already did the ash hole thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, there's no reason to do the story now. We're done.
Our two jokes are over.
The only two jokes we had. No, seriously.
Wow.
People in Alaska got to get out of there, man.
Oh, they're evacuating?
Well, they're not evacuating, but they've told everybody that it would be safer for you if you got the hell out of here. There's like 300,000 people or something like that.
You have a news story?
I do. And I'm going to play it when we come back.
Oh, okay.
We got to take a break real quick here, but we'll play it when we come back. The volcano. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.